Dear students, every time I came to this stage to welcome the gathering, there was a great figure on the dais in the person of Father K.J. Thomas. Not only as a community, as a person, I miss him, you all miss him. I recall some of the sentences I said even during the funeral. Once I said, it does not matter who takes the credit as long as the work is achieved. That is the policy of KJ, I said. Once I said, the taller the bamboo grows, the lower it bends. That is the humility of KJ, I said. On another occasion I said from this same place, the medicine for all our problems is love. If it does not work, increase the dose, I said. That is the policy of Father KJ, I said. Today he is not there to listen to me, to be physically present on this occasion. These are some of the words I was very convinced about him. Leave aside his intelligence, hard work, commitment, writing books, articles. I want to pay, in the name of the Institute, special, loving tribute to him. Who can ever forget that morning of horror when we heard that K.J. Thomas is no more? He was struck down by the hands of some assassins. K.J., whom almost students revered and almost adored, someone who glowed with goodness, kindness, love, whereupon never rested for a moment a single characteristic other than such as gave outward proof of a good and loving heart, a conscience void of offense, and charity toward all mankind. Oh heaven, that such a priest should have died at such a time and in such a manner. You will never tire in listening to a rehearsal of all his virtues. How he served the seminary 10 years as the procurator from 1994 to 2004. How he served as president from 2007 to 2009 as an efficient president. How he served as rector from 2009 to 2013 for 4 years as the most loved rector. Great simplicity of mind and manner, with a disposition as genial as a bright May morning, with a temper that could hardly be ruffled by the most untoward circumstances, with a soul absolutely beaming through the eyes, with an affection that captivated everyone, he was possessed of firmness of purpose in his determination to do only what is right that could not be overcome. What understanding towards the students, the distressed and downcast seminarians ever found a ready listener to the tale of distress and never left him without words of consolation and acts which spoke louder than words. His speech, terse, pointed, plain, never wandering among the mazes of rhetoric after adornment, but simple as the man himself, with malice toward none, as Abraham Lincoln said, with charity for all, with firmness in the right. When I spoke about him, it was not simply for formality. You all clapped. It was a tumultuous outpouring of exultation from true and loving hearts at the sight of a man who everyone knew to be honest and true and sincere in every act of his life and every pulsation of his heart. It was the spontaneous outburst of the students, of the heartfelt confidence in their own rector. The precious one has gone away from us. A voice we love is still. A place is vacant in our hearts, which no one else can fill. KJ, you left behind our broken hearts and happy memories too. But we never wanted memories, we only wanted you. Our lies, you know, you tell us, are only lent. The grave is but a bed of roses. The blow was hard, shock, severe. We never dreamed your death so near. But only those who love can tell the pain of parting without farewell. God, give us strength to face this blow. What it meant losing you, no one will know. To hear your voice, to see your smile, to sit and talk with you a while, to be together in the same old way, would be our dearest wish today. Although we loved you dearly, we could not make you stay. A golden heart has stopped beating. Hard-working legs and hands are resting. God broke our hearts, maybe to prove us He only takes the best. Like St. Paul, you seem to say, you were ready to be offered. And from the time of your departure is at hand. You have fought the good fight. You have finished the race. You have kept the faith. The crown is waiting for you. KJ, it does not require monument or words to perpetuate the memory. Monumental marble may crumble into dust, but your memory will live in the bosom of seminarians, sisters, priests, and be perpetuated on the living pages of history as long as there are rectors, seminaries, and Catholic Church. God, you called him to give a martyr's glorious crown. In the great hosts of his faithful priests, KJ will always lead the race. Himself, the noblest work of God, an honest and sincere man, a faithful man. Arise then, O St. Peter's, sisters, brothers, fathers. Lift high the banner of right. Put all your foes to shame. Follow where KJ's footsteps led. His spirit be your own. It will lead you to victory. It will lead you to God's throne. May the providence of God watch over us, sustain us in the coming years, and make us preserve our faith throughout the academic year and the days to come. Thank you.